Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
ES Audio.
Hi, I'm Rochelle Travers, and this is the Evening Standard's Tech and Science Daily. Coming up, Virtual Astro, aka Adrian West, on the joy of reading the night sky. But first, happy Cyber Monday. It looks like it's set to be a big one for online retailers. Black Friday sales are currently on track to beat the last 2 years, the latest data suggests. Barclaycard, which processes about £1 in every £3 spent using cards, said by 5pm on Friday there were 23% more transactions than that point in 2020, and there was a 2.4% rise in the volume of payments compared with the same period in 2019. Next. A vaccine chief says all adults in Britain are to be offered booster jabs to step up the battle against the Omicron COVID-19 variant. Professor Anthony Harnden, Deputy Chair of the Joint Committee on Vaccination and Immunisation, JCVI, confirmed the booster programme would be extended to 18 to 39-year-olds. It comes as 6 more cases of the Omicron variant have been confirmed in Scotland. Now, ever fancied getting into stargazing? Astronomer and author Adrian West, aka Virtual Astro, has been telling us how anyone can get into it.
It's easier to jump from spot to spot, find bright objects and say, oh, I saw that last night, I wonder what that is. Look it up, it could be a planet or a constellation, and then move to another part of the sky. And eventually you start to find your way around. The sky can be quite overwhelming. So take little bits at a time and do little bits at a time, and you'll easily start to find your way around. It's not technical, it's a map of the sky, basically.
And you don't even need a telescope.
All the cool stuff like meteors and the planets and the moon and everything else and the Milky Way are all accessible with just your eyes. You don't need a telescope for them.
Now is apparently a great time to start too, as there's lots happening in the night sky in the coming weeks.
Next week, I think it's the 6th and the 7th, you're going to see the moon, Venus, Saturn and Jupiter all in the sky together, low in the southwest and western part of the sky. You're going to see them all close again. We call this a conjunction, and it's very, very pretty. So you'll see the very thin slither of the crescent moon, and you'll see bright Venus, very, very bright close by, fainter Saturn and bright Jupiter all close together. Then mid-December we've got the Geminid meteor shower, which is the most reliable meteor shower of the year.
Adrian's new book, The Secret World of Stargazing, is out now. Next, experts are warning that online marketplaces are a hotbed for dangerous items. A group of emergency services, consumer watchdogs, and safety groups are speaking out against these types of websites, which they say can sell risky electronics, as they're not held to the same standards as high street shops. It's calling on the government to hold online marketplace sellers responsible for unsafe products, and says the current status quo continues to place consumers at risk. Next. More work needs to be done to create green jobs in order to meet climate targets. According to a new report, consultancy PwC says the UK government needs to intensify its efforts if it wants to meet its target of creating 2 million green roles by 2030. Jobs linked to the green economy accounted for 1.2% of all advertised roles in the year to July 2021, equating to just 124,600 new jobs. Green jobs are defined as jobs that contribute to tackling climate change, and boosting green job creation is part of the government's Green Industrial Revolution plans. Let's go to the ads. Stay there for more news from the world of tech and science, plus Australia's plan to unmask trolls. Why not hit follow in the meantime?
This edition of Tech and Science Daily is brought to you by the AXA Startup Angel Competition. I'm Sharmadine Reed, founder and CEO of The Stack World, and I'm here to help you turn your business dream into reality. There are six chances to win the competition, including two top prizes of £25,000, mentoring from myself and leading UK founders, plus business insurance for a year thanks to AXA. Go to standard.co.uk/AXA Startup Angel for details on how to enter and complete your entry by the 2nd of June 2024. Good luck.
Welcome back. Australia is introducing new defamation laws that could force online platforms to reveal the identities of trolls, or face paying the price of defamation themselves. The laws would hold social media sites accountable for defamatory comments made against users. Platforms will have to create a compliance system that people can use if they feel they're a victim. And finally, a Banksy-inspired NFT is driving seismic change in the art world. The 2006 piece, Warning Sign, has been reimagined as an NFT, a unique digital certificate. It's being auctioned with some of the proceeds going to charity, and the holder also owning a 5% equity stake in the original piece. Media company Gloss, which owns both pieces, said the stake will solidify its value and drive change in the digital and art worlds. You're up to date. Come back at 4 p.m. for the Leader podcast, where we'll bring you the latest news, interviews and analysis from the Evening Standard here in London. We'll be back tomorrow at 1 p.m. See you then.
This is the summer to expand your horizons. It's time to explore. But before you set foot out the door, set foot in the ultimate travel shoes from Allbirds. Like the breathable, silky-smooth Tree Dasher, the responsive foam and extra grip of the Tree Runner, or the classic low-top look of the Tree Piper. Allbirds has a lightweight, ultra-packable shoe ready for whatever adventures you have planned. Boarding pass? Check. Passport? Check. The perfect travel shoe? Check. Find your perfect pair at Allbirds.com. That's Allbirds.com.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.